Round two of Major League Baseball's postseason begins tonight with the Los Angeles Dodgers hosting the Philadelphia Phillies in a rematch of last year's National League Championship Series. The Los Angeles Angels and New York Yankees start the American League Championship Series in New York tomorrow night. Both series are best of seven. And commentator John Feinstein joins us now to discuss them. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
So the Phillies are the defending World Series champions. The Dodgers had the National League's best record this season. What does that tell us about this series?
Well, I think if it tells us anything, it's that this series will be closer than last year's when the Phillies beat the Dodgers fairly easily in five games. The Dodgers surprised a lot of people, myself included, by sweeping the St. Louis Cardinals, who appeared to have the best pitching in baseball in the opening round in the division series. They have outstanding pitching, but the key to this whole series may be two Phillies pitchers, even though the Phillies have great hitters in Ryan Howard and Chase Utley in the middle of their lineup. Cole Hamels was the MVP of postseason last year. He's been injured throughout this season, pitched poorly in the division series last week. He's the game one starter for the Phillies. How he goes may determine how the Phillies go, along with their closer, Brad Lidge, the guy who pitches the ninth inning. Again, last year, he was perfect, 47 for 47 in ninth innings. This year, he blew 11 saves. The two of them could decide which way this series goes.
And, John, back to those Cardinals loss, what do you think happened?
I think that two things happened. One, that Matt Holliday, their outfielder, lost a ball in the lights in game two that would have won the second game. It would have been the third out in the ninth inning, and the series would have been 1-1. And psychologically entirely different if it goes back to St. Louis 1-1. But I also think that the Dodgers were able to get to the top two Cardinal pitchers, and that surprised the Cardinals and changed the series psychologically.
Okay, so on to Yankees-Angels. Based on their regular season, are the Yankees a really heavy favorite?
No, they're not. And the reason they're not is because of past postseasons. The Angels have beaten the Yankees in postseason three times since 2002, and that is going to be a factor. The Angels believe they can beat the Yankees in spite of the Yankees' overwhelming statistics and their 103 wins, as you mentioned, in the regular season. And in Anaheim in particular, the Yankees struggle. So I think, again, like the National League, this will be a very close series.
Well, let's look to the past and other matchups. These are different teams from when they last met in postseason. What does the past
right.
say to us?
Well, they wear the same uniforms, and that matters, even though you're right. There are a lot of different players. I think when it comes into play, Renee, is in a close series. The Angels had the same sort of hex against the Red Sox. They had lost series after series to them in postseason going back to 1986. But they were able to sweep the Red Sox in three games. If that series had been close, had gone five games, then I think the pass comes into play. Same with this. If it goes seven games, the Yankee fans in Yankee Stadium that night will be very nervous about the past.
And Alex Rodriguez, do you think he finally broke out of his postseason funk in the Minnesota series?
I will give you a definite maybe on that. He played very well. He had a key home run in game two. He drove in six runs. But he's not going to exercise those ghosts until he wins a World Series in a Yankees uniform, until he performs deeper into the playoffs in the first round. He's had other good first rounds before. Then came the infamous collapse in 2004 against the Red Sox. He needs to have a big series against the Angels to get people to say that he's not non-Mr. October, which is what he's been until now.
All right, John Feinstein, whose new book is Change Up, Mystery at the World Series. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.